Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is E3 day two, and it is arguably the biggest day of this year's event. We've got Microsoft today, which we're going to cover right now. Then there's Square Enix and the PC Gaming Show. There's a whole bunch of stuff today. I'm going to do this in what seems to be probably two parts. I'm going to cover Microsoft specifically with this bad boy, and then we're going to get Square Enix, and then whatever I can catch of the PC Gaming Show rolled into one, is what I'm trying to say. But first, like I said, let's talk a bit about or highlight what we saw at the Microsoft X Bethesda showcase. And it really was a showcase. I mean, it was definitely the best that we've seen so far. I doubt we're going to see better than that, especially given the fact that the other major console manufacturers aren't really showing off a lot at this E3 necessarily. They've got their own things for us to wait for. But it was very well done from top to bottom. So I do recommend that that if you have the time to go check it out. It was a 90-minute extravaganza. There wasn't a lot of low points. It was pretty steady paced the whole way through. First up, they started off right off the rip. They got one Mr. God Howard out on stage, not in his leather bomber jacket. I guess maybe he has to earn that back now that they've been bought out by Microsoft, and they're dangling that in front of him like a carrot on a stick until he can get some of these games cranked out. But yeah, they led off with Starfield, and they actually showed some in-game stuff. Very minimal. Very minimal, and it was listed as pre-alpha, so obviously you're not going to be seeing that this year. In fact, they did give us a date. It's 11/11/22, so next year in November. It is, in fact, also now known to be a exclusive to the Xbox, and of course PC, because by way of the Xbox Game Pass and the Game Pass on PC. And so there you go. There it is. That's all the answers you wanted. It's coming out next year, and it's going to be an exclusive in that way anyway. If you have a PC, you'll still be able to play it. Starfield looked, it all looked in-engine to me. There was no gameplay, but from what I could see, everything looked in-engine. It looked pretty good. It's so early and we don't really know a hell of a lot, and it will be good to know more, as time goes on. And I suspect we might get another peek at that perhaps, towards the end of the year with Mr. Jeff Keighley's, Game Award show. They tend to have some more reveals and stuff there. I suspect we might see a little bit more there of that perhaps, but, it's a long way out. For sure. But there you go. We got a little bit and we got the date. We also then saw Stalker 2 coming first to the Xbox in terms of the console release, and PC launching the 28th of April of 2022. It's day one Game Pass release. And honestly, a lot of these titles are day one Game Pass. There's not very many. And so just if I don't mention it, just double check. But there are a few that aren't day one Game Pass releases, if they are games that haven't been released yet. So it was also very impressive in that regard, and further proves just how valuable Game Pass is going to be. It was a lengthy UI-free gameplay trailer for Stalker 2. They mentioned that they're going to have 4K and ray tracing launching sometime next year. Oh, like I said, they're April 28th, apparently. I have it in my notes here that it looked like great ray tracing implementation just from what we've seen. You always want to wait and see what it looks like without the ray tracing on to see just how good the team were at baking in lighting and using standard lighting techniques instead of relying on ray tracing, but definitely looked good in that regard. This fall, we're going to get some more zombies, of course, with Back 4 Blood. We all knew that that was a thing anyway, but yeah, October 12th, day one Game Pass release for that. Four-player co-op and swarm mode PvP. So it's the guys behind originally Left 4 Dead, and we just saw another little piece of Back 4 Blood. So if you haven't already gotten fatigue from zombies, great news, more of them coming October of this year. Xbox exclusive Contraband is a day one Game Pass release. It's a co-op open world game. There was no gameplay shown, so really, can't tell you what the hell it is beyond that. Gonna have to wait and see if we get some more released for that to know exactly what that is. Then we got a bit of a surprise, honestly. I mean, I think a lot of people would have expected to see Sea of Thieves, but definitely not this content. Sea of Thieves is teaming up with Disney and Pirates of the Caribbean, which is obviously a phenomenal, phenomenal crossover. I mean, there's only so many pirate crossovers one can do, and that's definitely high up on the list. But what was shocking is that it's legitimately Johnny Depp and some of the other actors. They've gotten most of the people in. I thought that they were going to distance themselves from Johnny as much as possible, given all of the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp court case, you know, five-alarm fire. But apparently they're okay with doing this within the confines of the game. And it was great to see Johnny. I'm assuming it was Johnny. If it's not Johnny voicing it, my God, that guy has the voice down real well. But yeah, it was nice to see. Very funny as always. Looked great. It's a free piece of DLC on Game Pass anyway. And that's coming later on in the year as well. So Sea of Thieves is like one of those games that kind of quietly exists in the background that has a fairly sizable community and has been doing very well for Microsoft. So they're obviously showing their support by continuing to do things like this as time goes on. Then we got a quick little showing of Yakuza Like a Dragon, because that's on the way to the Xbox platform, of course. Then we got that gameplay for Battlefield 2042, which we were told would happen today, and so the assumption was it was either going to be on the PC gaming showcase or for Microsoft, and it might even be both. I don't know. Maybe they'll show the same trailer. Maybe it'll be a different trailer. Either way, we got gameplay, and it looked pretty wild. There was a grappling hook at one point. I'm not a huge fan of just cramming a grappling hook into everything, but damn it, the gaming industry is very hell-bent on putting a grappling hook in any game they can get their hands on, and apparently this is no different. Beyond that, I mean, the gunplay looked like everything that you would have expected from Battlefield. The really impressive stuff was just the destruction, of course, of the environments. That's really been able to be ramped up with the new tech that they can get their hands on for this one. Especially the tornadoes. There's like, you know, these massive storms that come in through maps in certain areas, and just the helicopters getting pulled in and everything. It all looked nuts. Very visually impressive. The maps looked kind of fun, at least in that regard. You know, there's some promise in there. I need to see more for sure, but you know, for $70 or $80, whenever they release this in multiplayer only, they're going to need to do some serious legwork to convince more than just the diehard Battlefield fans. But what they showed so far is not a bad start. Then we got a little bit more of 12 Minutes, just another little quick clip. That's that that top-down indie game that's basically you're reliving this a few minutes or whatever, trying to figure out the mystery behind what's going on. They've shown it at a couple different events now. A lot of people seem to be pretty intrigued with it. It still looks great, still looks very interesting. And that's coming up in August 19th in a day one, Game Pass release as well. Then we got some more Psychonauts 2. That always makes lots of people happy. Psychonauts, great great game, and Psychonauts 2 is looking to shape up very nicely as well. That's a game one, I said it again, day one Game Pass on August 25th, actually. That's really soon. I don't know if I knew that already or if that was the first time we saw the release date, but it took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting to get that this summer, but we are, and so there you go. 10 more Bethesda games were then shown to be showing up on Game Pass, like Doom Eternal, for example, coming with Xbox X and S updates specifically in June with 120 FPS performance mode, and this makes 30 games from Bethesda's catalog in total thus far on the Game Pass. Then we got something that they need to let this bad boy die. But Fallout 76, not only are they not letting this bad boy die, they are They are doubling and tripling down on it. Beyond my wildest imagination, they are all in on this thing for whatever reason, I don't know. But they've got Fallout 76 Expeditions The Pit coming in 2022. So they're extending the support for this well out into next year. And also we saw Steel Rain, which is free for owners of the game already, coming up July 7th. Looks like very specific story content as the paladins, I guess, the faction splitting in two and all of that good stuff for those of you who are deep into the Fallout lore. The place to get that now apparently is within the world of Fallout 76, so you can check out the trailer for that if you want to get more. After that, we saw some more Elder Scrolls Online stuff insofar as that they're talking about the optimizations that are coming for the Xbox Series X and S. And of course, it's on Game Pass for Xbox and PC. So they were just showing that off. Of course, they have either just very recently or it's coming up. I can't remember which. Some major content that's for that title. And it's doing very well. Elder Scrolls Online, definitely in the top of the top for current MMOs. So there you have it. Party Animals was then shown off, which is just basically a party combat style game. Kind of a fuck up your friends and find out kind of deal. More or less make friends and or lose them type thing. Look kind of kooky, look kind of fun. But we saw that and it's not coming out until 2022 though, so don't party too hard until then. Of course, it'll be 2022 before you'll do any in-person meeting with many people for many of us, so I guess they have some time. After that, we saw Hades, which is coming August 13th to the Xbox. If you haven't played Hades, you should definitely play Hades. It was Game of the Year as far as I'm concerned. I gave it top honors on Critical Hit, and it's been awarded. I can't even keep track of the awards anymore. And not just within the gaming industry, but I mean, my God, it's extended outside of the gaming industry for, you know, writing awards and all sorts of stuff. So, very well done game coming to the Xbox August 13th. After that, we saw Somerville in 2022. It was like an indie side scroller. Kind of looked neat. We didn't see a heck of a lot in there to say beyond that. But if I say indie side scroller, then you're probably going to get a pretty good idea of what you're going to be expecting, but you can check the trailer out for more of that if you so wish. And then, of course, they had to show off Halo. It had to be there. And as we were discussing in my chat while we were waiting for the event to start, you know, Halo has to do well in its next showing. They have to do real well because the first showing was a catastrophe. And now, you know, basically the franchise is live or die on this game. They're bringing in everyone they can. They got old guard, employees coming back, trying to piece this broken puzzle back together again and ship a good game. So they had a new gameplay trailer, very action-y gameplay trailer, not like gameplay, but it was in-game, if you know what I mean. A cinematic gameplay trailer, perhaps, is what you might want to call it. Either way, it was reminiscent of old Halo trailers for multiplayer. Multiplayer going to be free to play. So they are, in fact, going to continue down that road. I think that's intelligent, personally. I suspect you're going to get game passes and... Or not game passes, sorry, battle passes. I'm doing well today with the game passing, aren't I? I suspect you're probably going to get it. They didn't say anything like that, but if it's free to play, there's going to be some sort of, you know, for the visual aspect, whether it's, you know, making your Spartan look, you know, however the fuck you want them to, or various weapon mods and whatnot for visual aspects. I suspect you're going to get that kind of thing if it's going to be free to play, but I think that's the way to go if Halo is ever going to fucking survive. So that's a good decision. So we heard about that free to play, but also the first part of their single player experience is also set to release at the same time. And we got a little taste of that in this trailer as well that you'll be able to catch if you're interested. It looked both the multiplayer and what we saw from the single player, the campaign stuff, it the takeaway that I got is that while it didn't blow my socks off, it was certainly way better than the first showing. And perhaps most importantly, it actually felt like Halo. It didn't feel like some other game. It didn't feel like somebody, like, it didn't feel like an imposter to Halo, riding on the backs or riding on the coattails of the game's prestige over the years. So it definitely did look a lot more Halo-y, which is, I think, what people were really wanting, because when they had that first trailer and they mentioned that they were trying to recapture that original Halo feel, and then everyone looked at it and went, none of this really feels like Halo. That was kind of a swing and a miss on their part. So this time around, not the case. Looked great. Definitely a big step up. And will be even better if we can get some proper gameplay later in the year. I suspect we will, given that they did mention the big one. Bad Boy is dropping. When was it here? I got this in this holiday season. I guess that's the closest window we got. I don't think there was an actual date, but this holiday season, we're going to be getting our hands on both the multiplayer and that first part of the campaign. And I think that's how they were framing it. I think there's going to be multiple sections to the campaign, so I think that's how they're framing it. But either way, multiplayer at the very least coming in the holiday of this year, which is great news. Hopefully it turns out well. Other notes here that I have. Multiplayer will have a mode that will allow you to run up to 120 FPS if your, you know, your monitor or TV supports it. And of course, day one Game Pass. A Game Pass is just going to be a wild fucking value at this point. It was already a good value, but it hadn't even ramped up yet. Now it's getting into the nutty category, as far as I'm concerned. After that, we followed it up with September 23rd. You're going to get your hands on Diablo 2 Resurrected with a 4K 60 option, cross-platform progression as well, and of course that 8-player co-op that you would come to expect from Diablo 2. Looked good. 4K 60, it's going to also look good, of course. Cross-platform progression is lovely stuff. If you're somebody that has a console and has a PC and you like to bounce back and forth depending on who you're playing with, whether you're by yourself or playing with specific people. So that's always nice to see as well. So we got a little peek at that. And we also saw a Plague Tale Requiem 2022 coming Game Pass day one as well. Visually, just like a Plague Tale or a Plague Tale, looked great. That's all I can say because there wasn't any gameplay. Just looked really fucking good. Then we got another taste of Far Cry 6, which was captured 4K 60 on the Series X. They're just posting that to let you know that, hey, it can do 4K 60. Whether or not you'll be making some sacrifices to get that number, Lord only knows. But, of course, it obviously looked pretty good for being captured at 4K 60. And it looked like in this trailer, it really focused on or brought to the surface just how much more they seem to be leaning into an almost Just Cause level of madness in terms of weapons and traversal and what you can do. I mean, there was a weaponized rooster. It was a battle cock. And it had a spike collar and shit. It was nuts. But I'm there for it. That's just the, you know, if you're going to be crazy, you have to go all the way. You don't go half crazy. So there you go. You can check that trailer out, I'm sure, somewhere to see the Battlecock in action. Just don't search Battlecock unless you want to, but I mean, you know, that might lead you down another area of the internet that you may or may not wish to see. Following that, we got Slime Rancher. That was October 7th of this year, by the way. You probably didn't already know that, but October 7th for Far Cry 6. Slime Rancher 2 is coming in 2022. It's a Game Pass Day 1 release, so we got a little bit of a teaser for that. Shredder's Snowboarding coming this year. It's console only, possibly? Question mark. I don't know if also PC. Either way, it looked like Amped, but without... If you don't remember Amp Snowboarding, it looked like that, but without the personality. But it still looked kind of promising. I mean, there was some hints of you know, doing videography work like you would if you were into the snowboarding scene. Like also you'll see the skateboarding scene or just extreme sports in general. Yeah, it looked like there was some interesting concepts in there, but it looked like it lacked a little bit of personality. Maybe we'll see more later on and it might correct that. Following that, we got Atomic Heart, a little bit of a peek into Atomic Heart. That's coming to Game Pass on day one as well. Console launch exclusive for Replaced coming in 2022 is a day one Game Pass. Is it side scroller? Technically, I guess it's done in pixel art. I know that pixel artists hate when people just say that, but it's the easiest way to describe to people what it is. But it looked like it was done in 3D. Like it's not technically pixel art in that. It's not a 2D mock-up. It looks like it's rendered 3D, but then done in like a... I don't know how to describe it, but it looked really good. Like very, very, very good. Definitely worth taking a look at the trailer if you can get your eyes on that bad boy. And again, that's called Replaced, coming in 2022. After that, we got Grounded, which is now a home to some achievements, finally, as they continue to produce for that game, as well as an announcement for the Shroom and Doom update, which allows you to do such incredible things like sit, which apparently was a very requested feature. So there you go. Following that, we got Among Us coming soon. That's it. Among Us coming soon. There was no more. It's just coming soon. Then we got Iodine Chronicles, which is that 2.5D RPG that I still don't know if I'm pronouncing right. The visual style I have in my notes, still fire, because it is. Rising, so the thing that's a little confusing to me is that they got like a two-parter here. It seems like they've got, I don't know if it's like a companion game or like a, or what it is, but they've got Iodine Chronicles Rising coming in 2022, and then Iodine Chronicles 100 Heroes, which I guess is the main game, but I don't know. That's coming in 2023. So there you go. You can check that stuff out if you want as well. Then we got The Ascent coming July 29th, a top-down action game of some kind. We only saw about 4.5 seconds of it, but in that 4.5 seconds, I could ascertain that that's what it was, a top-down action game. Gonna have to look and see for yourself to see more than that. After that, we got... Oh, this one actually got a couple people excited in chat. And for good reason, Age of Empires 4 coming October 28th, day one Game Pass release, by the way. Very, very exciting indeed for a lot of people. Age of Empires had a bit of a renaissance, I know, in a few groups and, you know, in my various circles. And so Age of Empires 4 is definitely going to be high up on people's lists that I know. And looked great. Game looked very good. And so hopefully it holds to that when it comes out in the not too distant. And again, October 28th for that. After that, we got a very funny, meme-y trailer for what eventually led to being shown as The Outer Worlds 2. It was more or less a big epic trailer to show that they didn't have anything to show. It was kind of well done. You know, it was very reminiscent of Devolver Digital type, you know, make fun of the industry and themselves a bit. So we got that. So the all you need to know, I guess, then at that point is that The Outer Worlds 2 is being done. It's in development. Following that, we got real-time 4K shown off from Microsoft Flight Simulator, and my notes include such amazing things as still so damn impressive. Got a July 27th release. And then for those of you who really like Tom Cruise, free Top Gun Maverick expansion coming in the fall. So you two can hop in the old jet and go for a spin and pretend to be Tom Cruise. Because, you know, barring the height thing, I'm sure many people wouldn't mind being Tom Cruise for a day. After that, we got a look at the thing that got me rock hard. And I'm not sorry for saying it. It's Horizon 5. Forza Horizon 5 was shown off in pretty great detail in more ways than one. Very lengthy block for this. And you can see it In 4K glory on Xbox's YouTube channel now. It's a little over 7 minutes. They're actually going to be in Mexico this time. It looks incredible. That's all I can say is that visually, immaculate. And Horizon, of course, from a gameplay perspective, has always been incredible. They go over the other usual gameplay stuff, you know, the online functionality, the how they keep getting further and further into trying to have organic development of gameplay in terms of having, how do I even want to say this? Just, you know, like events popping up, playing with people, you know, quick and snappy, and an event pops up, you join it, and you're done, and you move on to the next thing, and it's all part of the world that you're traveling in, doing the main story stuff if you want, and just this nonstop kind of gameplay development. They show off a few of those things. And then, of course, to show off how visually impressive it looks, and I cannot stress how amazing the game looks from a visual perspective. They also showed off the Events Lab, which basically lets you create your own game modes and races and whatever. And it looks like it's got a huge breadth of, you know, everything from silly nonsense right up through. And I can't wait to see what people do when they get their hands on that kind of tool. It's always fun to watch what communities can come up with. Of course, that became a major part of the Halo community. And I suspect that this is probably also going to become a pretty substantial portion of the longevity of Horizon 5. Not that those games ever seriously lack content. They usually have quite a bit of them. But nevertheless, looked very, very interesting. And if you're a racing fan, and even if you're not, I urge you to go check it out, if only just to see how good it looks. Because again, holy shit. Following that, we got the wrap-up was an original IP from Arkane Studios. It's an open-world shooter, single-player or with friends. It's also going to be an Xbox exclusive. That means it's coming to the PC as well, but it's not going to be on the PlayStation is what they mean by that. It showcased, there's no gameplay. It was basically like a CG trailer of sorts. It showed off some abilities, so it looks like each character has like their own set of abilities to work with. We were seeing, you know, what seemed to be various forms of magic and technology at work there. And then we were trying to figure out what the enemies were, and then suddenly a vampire showed up, and several forms of vampires with abilities and whatnot. And the art style was like kind of eclectic, but it also, to me, the enemy designs look kind of relatively unique. I was at least happy to see that. And I know that in a world of zombies, anything that isn't a zombie, I'll take. And so vampires, while also nearly ubiquitous for, you know, well, not nearly as much as zombies, but nevertheless, I was just happy it wasn't zombies. We can't really glean more from that trailer than we did, other than to say that there are abilities and you can play with friends and... but they do say that it's open world. So, you know, it kind of makes you wonder what kind of formula it might try and follow, whether you're talking about, like, is it a Destiny? Is it a Division? You know, what is it? Is it a Borderlands style? Like, what does that actually result in? And we're going to have to wait and see more to be able to say for sure. But it's called Redfall, and it's going to drop in 2022. And again, it's an Xbox exclusive. So, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lengthy one, but it was, you know, it was a 90-minute show, and I've just condensed it down to 28 minutes of me rambling. Hopefully you enjoyed that, and definitely go and check out much of what you heard about that might interest you. It was a very well-done show, in my opinion, and certainly the highlight so far of what we've been getting this year. You have to remember, this is still technically, you know, mostly a pandemic year. You know, the expectations have to be in check a bit, but this was definitely the closest thing to what felt like a more normal year E3 presentation that was done well than we have gotten thus far. So there you have it. I will try and have another wrap-up for Square Enix and the PC Gaming Show. But for now, I will leave you with that. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Of course, if you're catching this on YouTube with Mark's mashup, in video form. Make sure to also check out the main podcast page as well if you haven't already. But otherwise, thank you guys, and we'll see you for the next one. Peace.